a £12,500 bioreactor, £0.22 a litre medium, and still no cost per kilogram. Meatly has disclosed two hard unit costs almost nobody else in cultivated meat will publish. Neither of them is the number that decides whether the business works, and the only figure it has given for that is the word double figures. From Life Mate Tech. On 28 May 2025, Agronomics announced that its portfolio company Meatly had built a 320-litre bioreactor for £12,500 against biopharma equipment it priced at £250,000 and had cut its culture medium to £0.22 per litre. Those are two of the hardest input numbers anyone in cultivated meat has put on the record. We have written before about how little of this sector's cost structure is public, four techno-economic models for precision fermented protein, none of them sitting in the band where the industry actually operates. Against that background, a company publishing an equipment price and a medium price to two decimal places is doing something genuinely unusual. It is also on its own not enough to tell you whether the business works. 15 months later, across every Agronomics regulatory announcement and every Meatly statement we fetched, there is still no published cost per kilogram of finished cultivated chicken. The closest thing to one is a single phrase given to a reporter in 2024. The chicken costs in the double figures, in pounds sterling per kilogram. That phrase spans £10 to £99. It is the difference between a business and a science project. What was actually disclosed? The article includes a four-column table of item data here, which is easier to read on the page. The Agronomics announcement is precise about the equipment. The newly designed 320-litre equipment costs just £12,500 compared to traditional biopharma reactors, which can cost £250,000, representing a 95% cost reduction. It is equally precise about the medium. Meatly is today announcing it has further slashed the costs of its protein-free medium to an industry-leading £0.22 per litre. Meatly is now in a position where, at an industrial scale, the company's medium costs will be priced out at around £0.015 per litre. Practical consequence: if you are modelling a cultivated meat process, these are two of the only third-party checkable input assumptions available to you in public. Use them, but use them as inputs, not as a conclusion. One caution on the medium figure: £0.015 per litre number is a projection, and the release does not attach a tonnage, a date, or a facility size to industrial scale. The only nearby definition in the same announcement is a description of the bioreactor being built to meet the requirements for an industrial cultivated meat facility comprising multiple 20,000 L-scale bioreactors, which reads as the London plant, not as a stated production volume. There is also a transcription problem downstream of the release worth flagging, because it will otherwise propagate. Pet Food Processing rendered the projected figure as £0.015, 0.020 cents USD per litre. That USD conversion is internally inconsistent with the same article's own conversion of 0.22 to 30 pound cents. At that rate, £0.015 is roughly 2.0 cents, not 0.020 cents, a factor of 100. The primary Agronomics announcement gives no USD conversion at all. The error is in the secondary rendering, not in Meatly's disclosure. The number that is missing, and why it is not derivable. An equipment price and a medium price do not multiply out into a cost per kilogram. To get from one to the other, you need, at minimum, the cell density achieved at harvest, the yield of edible biomass per litre of medium, the cycle time, the number of turns per year, the proportion of runs that fail, the downstream processing cost, labour, and the amortisation schedule on the capital. None of those is disclosed. This matters more than it sounds. Medium at £0.22 per litre is only meaningful alongside how many litres are consumed per kilogram of output. A company with cheap medium and a poor yield can easily be more expensive than a company with dearer medium and a good one. The sector-wide version of this problem is one we have run into repeatedly. Figures are published in units that cannot be reconciled with each other, which is exactly what made the fermentation capacity map so difficult to assemble. Practical consequence: treat any cultivated meat input cost disclosure as a claim about one line of the bill of materials, not as evidence about the total. The only figure that settles the question is pound per kilogram at the factory gate, and Meatly has not published one. what 750 units actually was. On 7 February 2025, Meatly and brand partner, the pack sold Chick Bites at a single Pets at Home store in Brentford, London, 50g pouches at £3.49, with around 750 units available initially. Agronomics later confirmed the sale in its own announcement, describing it as the world's first cultivated pet food. It is a real first, and it deserves to be recorded as one. It is also in production terms very small. At 50g a pouch, 750 units is roughly 37.5 kg of finished treat, and Green Queen subsequently reported that the product contained 4% cultivated meat, which would put the cultivated chicken content at something on the order of 1.5 kg. That last figure is our arithmetic from two reported inputs, not a company disclosure, and should be treated as indicative only. The retail price implies £69.80 per kilogram of finished treat. That is not a cost, it is a launch price on a limited run at 4% inclusion, and it cannot be converted into a cost per kilogram of cultivated chicken. We mention it only because it is the one price the public can see, and it is not the price that matters. What the series buys. The 7 May 2026 announcement states that Meatly has completed a £10.4 million series of funding round, with participation from Clean Growth Fund, Oyster Bay, Jam Jar Ventures, Jim Mellon and existing investors. The stated use of funds is specific. The new funding will support development of a 20,000-litre bioreactor facility in London, which Meatly expects to be the largest of its kind in Europe. Fit-out is expected to commence immediately, with product launches anticipated in 2027. Owen Ensor, Meatly's chief executive, framed the objective in terms that are, for once, exactly the right ones. This step will allow us to prove commercial viability at scale and start to continually produce Meatly chicken to the UK pet food market. Note the word prove. The company is not claiming commercial viability at scale on the strength of the £12,500 bioreactor and the £0.22 medium. It is saying the plant is what will test it. That is a more honest position than the input figures alone might suggest, and it is the correct way to read the disclosure. Practical consequence: the testable claim here is 2027 product launches from a 20,000-litre London facility. That is the date to hold the company to, not the input costs. The counter-argument. The case against making much of the missing pound per kilogram is straightforward, and it is decent. First, at pre-commercial volumes, a cost per kilogram is close to meaningless. It is dominated by the amortization of fixed costs across tiny output, and would make almost any early manufacturer look ruinous. Publishing it would inform nobody and mislead many. Second, pound per kilogram is competitively sensitive in a way that an equipment price is not. A company can disclose that it built a cheap bioreactor without telling a rival anything actionable. Disclosing its landed cost per kilogram tells every competitor and every buyer exactly where it sits. Third, and this cuts against the whole genre of comparison, costs disclosed by different companies are rarely on the same basis. GFI's own analysis of cultivated meat techno-economic work notes that data gaps persist and that assumptions may change as the industry matures. A pound per kilogram figure without a stated boundary, does it include downstream, media recycling, facility overhead, can be worse than no figure at all. All 3 points are fair. None of them changes the practical position of somebody trying to decide whether cultivated pet food is a real category. The input disclosures narrow the uncertainty, and they do not close it. What we could not establish. Any Meatly cost per kilogram of finished cultivated chicken. We are recording this as a confirmed absence rather than a research gap. No Fetched Agronomics announcement or Meatly statement combines its disclosed input costs into a pound per kilogram figure. The only characterization found anywhere is the double figures phrase, reported in July 2024, a numerical definition of industrial scale for the £0.015 per litre medium projection, no tonnage, no date, no throughput. Any production volume beyond the initial tilde 750 unit Chick Bites run. We found no subsequent volume disclosure. Whether total funding raised to date is £17.5 million or £17.4 million. The May 2026 announcement says the series are brought its total funding to £17.5 million. Food manufacturer and tech funding news both say £17.4 million. The May 2025 announcement states that to date, Meatly has raised £7 million, which added to the £10.4 million series, a give £17.4 million, so the arithmetic favours the lower figure, and £17.5 million looks like a rounding. We have not relied on either number in the analysis above. The fund's exact name. The agronomics announcement says Jam Jar Ventures. Every secondary report says Jam Jar Investments. Any independent technical assessment of whether Meatley's bioreactor and medium figures are comparable to others in the sector. We looked specifically for named, on-the-record scepticism directed at these figures and did not find any. Absence of published criticism is not endorsement.
What to watch, eh?
Three claims here are testable, and we intend to check them. Fit out of the 20,000-litre London facility, said on 7 May 2026 to be commencing immediately. Construction start dates in this sector have a poor record. The Liberation Labs plant we tracked was 3 years past groundbreaking with no confirmed commercial start. Product launches in 2027. Stated, dated, and falsifiable. Whether the £0.015 per litre medium projection survives contact with a real plant. Projected input costs at unbuilt scale are the single most reliably optimistic number in manufacturing. The wider point is not about Meatley, which has disclosed more than most of its peers and should get credit for it. It is that the disclosure culture in cultivated meat has settled on publishing the inputs that are falling and staying quiet about the output that decides the outcome. Believer Meats had full FDA and USDA clearance and $390 million raised when it ran out of money. Approval was not the constraint. Neither is the price of a bioreactor.